Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast.
Why did you sound so menacing?
I am not entirely sure.
Okay.
But we're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista, and I'm much less menacing than he is.
You are much less menacing. You're kind of small and... not menacing at all.
Like my students say, so I have a junior high class right now, and the one girl is in the local theater group with me, and she was all excited to take my class, and I said, no, I'm supposed to be scary, and she's like, yeah, that's as menacing as I am.
Yeah, no, that is completely fair, and
I was like, all right now.
I second that motion. Anyway, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
We missed last weekend.
We did.
We were busy partying.
With Al Mule. Who's responsible for the custom theme song you hear at the top of the show and all shows and everything.
Oh, I like that. That's deja vu.
I know. I feel like it's the end and what's happening.
Yeah,
I'm
freaking out now. Anyway, yeah, no, we were partying with El Mule, like,
we
literally.
Were. It, we
like,
were.
Like a big party.
Yeah, sure was.
Okay. Wow.
We sure were.
Wow.
I mean, it sure was a big party.
Sure. Anyway, how was your week? 2 weeks, actually.
It was all right. It was, yeah, I don't know. The party with El Mule was pretty cool, and we were in a nearish city, and we went to a speakeasy.
Yeah, that was basically going to be my nerd thing, because the only other thing that I've been doing lately is working.
Okay, why don't you talk about the speakeasy, although I will definitely chime in because I loved it, because I definitely have a nerd thing.
Well, so we went to a speakeasy.
Yeah.
And you have to... reserve your spot, and then there's like a little nondescript antique phone that you have to like give the password to.
Yeah, it was so much fun.
And you go in through the doorway, which is a hidden bookshelf thing, and you get some cool old like 1920s drinks, a lot of gin and stuff like that.
Yeah, so. And all the drinks were named after like 1920s authors and artists and stuff. So I was just, I'm sorry to everyone who was standing by me because you all got literary lessons.
Yeah. It was super fun, and the drinks were delicious, and the atmosphere was
super awesome.
Just out of this world. So,
I can't wait to go
there
back.
You go.
Yes. My sister has been bugging us for a while now to go.
Like a couple years, yeah, I think.
And yeah, it totally worked out perfectly. And yeah. And then we got to go. Well, we did an escape room, and then we did that, and then we jumped in a limo, and we got to go watch El Mule perform again. And it was a party.
It was a big old party.
Wasn't that a party? Okay. I'm not going to sing.
No, please don't. You said you had a nerd thing?
I started a new Animal Crossing island. So I restarted laundry, which was my second Animal Crossing island on the second Switch that we have. And this one is called Dishes.
So now when you're like, I'm going to go do dishes, you actually mean you're going to go
play.
What did
you do this weekend? Oh, I did a lot of dishes.
A lot of dishes.
I worked on dishes for a while.
A lot of dishes. Oh, my goodness.
I'm really enjoying it. I'm also off work for the next few days. So... it's family day weekend. We don't have work on, it's like a holiday on Monday. And then I have teacher's convention at the end of the week. So what they do is they give us some days in lieu of our parent-teacher interviews, which is super nice. And so, yeah, I'm not back in the classroom all next week, although I do work, you know, conventions and stuff. But
yeah, you got to go to teacher's convention.
Yeah.
Kind of ruins our holiday plans, but
yeah.
I can't take holidays anyway.
No.
I'm working. I'm just working.
Yeah.
That's my life now. Anyway.
Do you want to talk about that?
No,
really?
No, I really don't. No one wants to hear about that.
All right, but we were gone last week. We had all these intentions. We had a blind date for Disney with Disney lined up, and I actually watched it, and it was kind of Valentine's Day chosen.
And then I was working.
And then you were working.
And then I worked.
And then you worked some more.
And then we rushed to go watch El Mule.
Yeah.
And that was our weekend, and here we are now.
And the following week.
We
even said, like, maybe we'll do a late one. No, there was nothing.
Well, it was also Super Bowl.
It was Super Bowl.
And we watched Taylor Swift win the Super Bowl.
It's true. Good job, Taylor.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
Scored many touchdowns.
Many touchdowns.
I don't know. I actually, it was like one of the better Super Bowls.
I actually really enjoyed it, yeah.
The halftime show was pretty good. Yeah. Usher did a good job. Yeah. The commercials were like...
I really liked the commercials. We're going to talk about some of them.
Solid. And most of them were solid. And the game itself was like... one of the better Super Bowls, like, ever.
Ending, for sure. So we kind of rushed back, woke up in kind of rough shape on the Sunday. Drove back, watched Super Bowl, and it just wasn't going to happen. So,
and here we are a week later, so, yeah, you know,
so
whatever.
We decided we are going to put a pin, and we are going to record the
blind date
mm-hmm. that I did, because I watched it and all. It has to be for something. But we're going to have to, we're traveling a lot in March, but we're traveling
separately. /April. So yes. we got so a couple of solid month where we're not going to be together. So we're going to try and get some evergreen episodes going.
Yeah. So we were planning on doing that anyway. So we're like, you know what? We're putting a pin in this one anyway. Let's just record it and hold on to it to release then. Since it's obviously we missed Valentine's Day for that. It was a Valentine's Day movie.
Kinda, yeah.
Ish, kinda.
That was the idea of me picking it, but whatever. Mm-hmm. Love is dead.
Now you love me. Meh. And we love our kitty that we're so sorry. She jingles and is running around like a crazy kitty.
You can't even hear that.
So, because of that, there's a lot of news to talk about. So
we have a lot of catching up to do. So that's going to be the focus this week. Yeah.
We're going to do some catching up. We kind of talked nerd thing. What are you drinking?
Oh, well, I am drinking some delicious gin with
it's peach and honey.
Peach and honey?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I don't know. It's a health drink. Yeah, whatever.
It's true,
I don't know.
It's true. And I have a cranberry neutral.
Ah, those are also very good. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, those are very refreshing. We don't have a Marvel show or a Star Wars show right now, but we did finally watch The Marvels.
We did, yes. Week. Let's talk about, like, just a brief spoiler-free...
Gut reaction,
because, like, I kind of want to do just, like, an episode on it or something.
I don't know. I think we should do...
Like, we have these evergreen episodes that we need to do, so, like, that could be an option as well.
I think so, too. I think it's a good idea. Okay, spoiler-free gut reaction. What did you think?
I liked it. There was editing problems, like we discussed. Whatever, but Iman Vellani is like just amazing.
Absolutely fantastic. I adore. She's the best part of the movie, and I didn't dislike the movie at all. The editing stuff was weird. There were some like. Really fun moments. There were some like weird moments, mostly transitions because, like I said, editing. But she's fantastic. I just want like, yeah. I've never been excited for the Young Avengers stuff. Same thing like when we watched Ms. Marvel. I was like, yeah, like we'll watch it, but whatever. And I loved it and loved her. But now I'm like, okay, if she's in it, I want to watch it.
Yeah,
so,
basically. Yeah. I don't know. I have some hope, but we're going to talk about that in the news, too. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, so I guess we can head straight to the news, then, because that's, like,
our also episode. Slash main topic.
Yeah, because that's our main topic, so.
We're just giving her.
Yeah. Disney A News Update.
Also, we're having a Saturday party, and so we're going to order some pizza at some point while we record this, because why not?
Okay, so it actually, you're inspired.
I am inspired.
You're inspired, because, like, I don't think you should ever feel guilty for liking things that would be typically called guilty pleasures, but when you say guilty pleasures, you know what it means. Right?
Yeah, sure.
And I think Euro Trip is like a guilty pleasure movie for you.
Okay, so backing up.
Yes.
We're talking about Euro Trip, which is a...
That's what I said, Euro Trip.
Yeah. No, a 2003 comedy that like was like...
Pretty raunchy.
Part of the like whole early 2000s raunch kind of coming off the heels of American Pie.
Yeah, that vibe. There was a whole bunch of them.
This one, I will die on this hill. It is the best one.
Do you like this better than American Pie?
I like it better than American Pie. American Pie is really good, too.
Yeah, do you think it is better, or do you just like it better? Because there's stuff that I'm like, I know that X may be technically a better movie, but I like Y better.
I mean, it did hit me very well, mm-hmm. and that's why I like it so much. But I actually wrote a university paper.
I know, I read it.
On why Eurotrip is such a good film and, like, super underrated. It was in my, like, film studies comedy class or something.
Yeah.
It's an underrated satire because it like, lampoons Americans abroad, basically, is the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I just think it's very, very smart and good.
Yeah, especially...
For a raunchy comedy, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And, I mean, like, the group of kids you're following around had just graduated from high school, and so there's also, like, some commentary about not only Americans abroad, but, like, very young Americans abroad. Like, they get to Europe and go crazy about the drinking age and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, and it also came out at the perfect time for us. It was a 2004 movie.
Yeah.
We had just graduated high school. These people had just... Like, the characters in the movie had just graduated high school. It's like chef's kiss for our age group, so...
Totally.
There you go.
And we like to travel.
Anyway, so we're inspired by this because they're on the DVD, the special unrated...
Oh, so a DVD is a disc.
It's a disc. It's a circle. It's a circle that you put into a player.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they have a special commentary that's kind of like a drunken pizza party commentary of the directors. And during it, they order a pizza.
Yeah.
And we're going to do that for you tonight. We're going to order a pizza live recorded on air.
While we talk about all the news.
Yeah.
Totally. Sounds good. Do you want to order now? Or do you want to talk for a bit about
it? No, we're going to talk for a little bit. Okay. And then I'm going to be like, I'm kind of hungry.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then after we're done recording, we're going to go watch Eurotrip because that's what I feel like doing right
Sounds
now.
Sounds awesome. Yeah. Okay. So is there a place you want to start with news? Like, we have 2 weeks worth of news and it's been big news. So, is there a place you want to start? Do you want to start movies?
I want you to hit it off, like, tee me up, because I don't know. There's been so much. I want to save the big news for the end, though.
Okay, so
you know what the big news is.
Let's back up. Let's talk. We're going to jump around between movies and parks, okay? Let's do that. I just said, this is super little news. I just said, you know how before they had, like, the portraits and things like that? On the construction walls of the Haunted Mansion. They actually now have concept art from the Haunted Mansion on the construction walls as well. So, while Disneyland is super depressing with all the construction walls everywhere...
Okay, yes. So many construction walls.
And delays. Mark Twain was supposed to open and it got delayed 2 weeks.
It's brutal. Like,
so, at least...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm 100% sure they did not intend for Haunted Mansion... And Splash Mountain, to be down at the same time. They just didn't intend it. So I'm glad at least that they're trying. Okay, it's putting a Band-Aid on it, sure. But if they have to have it down, I love seeing concept art of fantastic attractions. So that's one way to do it. Speaking of attractions going down, we have widely speculated, confirmed Magic Kingdom's Splash Mountain Tiana's Bayou Adventure, whatever they're calling it, is going to open this summer.
Yes, I mean, this...
Of course
this
it is.
Was, like, kind of a foregone conclusion.
It is now confirmed.
Who wants to go to Florida in the summertime without a water ride
being
active? Like,
it's totally true.
Let's get real here. Florida in the summertime is horrific, so...
Totally. We have a lot of Easter stuff released, including...
Oh, yeah, Easter time's coming up.
So there are some treats. There's also, there has been, the food and wine things have been released, which we'll talk about here in a bit. But we have a Donald Sipper and a Chip 'n Dale popcorn bucket. And I said it's the first time I've wanted Chip 'n Dale over Donald.
Yeah, Chip 'n Dale is like an Easter basket where they're like... they're the eggs in the Easter basket.
Yeah, and, so it's kind of cute.
And Donald, it as a sipper, is the Easter egg. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you. I like the popcorn bucket more.
Not a huge fan.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm going through all these like little news pieces right now because we're not really talking the big stuff.
Little news pieces.
There's new Guardians of the Galaxy wishables. So these are these little guys. They're like super cute in their collection. Yeah, I know. It's are you glad I don't collect wishables yet?
I'm gonna collect those wishables.
They're so cute. They're so cute.
Are those only available at the parks? Because
they are.
I'm gonna put in my because you're going to the park. I'm gonna put in my order.
Well, they are located at the Five and Dime at DCA, and they are $14.99 for each one.
They're blind. Are they blind bags?
I think you can do either or.
I want the Groot. And
of course, Groot is adorable.
And the
Rocket.
And the Rocket.
Yeah.
And the Gamora.
And
the Star-Lord. Yeah.
And also
the ship. Yeah. The ship is kind of meh. But
so I don't know if you can only get them blind or not. But yes, because I know in Wishables they've done either or.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what these ones are.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So way back, beginning of February, and we're not recording yet. Magic Happens was about to come back.
It's back.
Yeah, that's how far back we've been.
Whoops. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it's all good.
I've been working very hard.
You have been, which is totally fine. Mm. There was some Valentine's Day stuff. We talked a little bit about that before. Most of it, of course, is gone now. And then, like you said, Lunar New Year stuff is coming out also.
The noodle card is dead to me!
The noodle card is dead to you. And then that is about to go because March 1st, we're going to have Food and Wine. They have released the menu items.
Wow, that is so close.
Mm-hmm. They've released the menu items. No, that's all good. They've released the menu items for that we're going to talk about. But before we do that, you know how we had, like, Sweethearts Night at Disneyland? And we knew certain nights were coming, but we didn't have details on them.
Yeah.
We have details now on Star Wars Night.
Ah.
Just released, like, a couple days ago.
Okay. Hit me.
Okay. So, here are your dates. April 16th, 18th, 23rd, 25th, 30th, and May 2nd, 7th, and 9th.
They have a lot of Star Wars nights.
Yep.
That's almost as many as they used to do for Oogie Boogie.
Mm-hmm. So ticket price is starting at $159 per guest ages 3 and up, which was three and up, of course, that's what it always is.
Okay, no, just before you get into the details or whatever, to put this in perspective, I'm pretty sure they had 2 Star Wars nights last night.
No, I think
or
they
last,
had 4.
Last year.
I think they had 4.
4?
I think so.
That's like 12.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot, yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot.
A good idea and also crazy, and it's sad that they do them way before and not after May the 4th.
Yeah.
Because just selfishly, we're coming after
May
the
4th. They do 2 after May the 4th, but that's it. But it's because they're doing such a big focus on Star Wars in April, right? And so they're really leaning into it.
And May,
of course.
It's Star Wars Celebration. Yeah.
Like for 2 months.
For 2 months.
Almost, yeah.
So. And we're going to be there during it, but they're not a Star Wars night.
Yeah,
so anyway.
I know. It's
anyway.
The ticket to the event includes admission to Disneyland Park as early as 6 p.m., which is 3 hours before the actual party begins. On the valid date, goes from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m., and that is, Star Wars night. Star Wars night's back, which, I mean, of course it is, but, yeah.
Cool. It makes sense that they're doing a big focus on these after-hours events, especially with everything kind of closed right now.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Lunar New Year has been a big hit, though.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so, okay. I know I said we're talking, like, little stuff, and I'll come back to it, but just very quickly, they have record-breaking crowds for January and February in Disneyland right now.
We have been watching YouTube videos.
Record-breaking for the month is what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You would not know
that
it is quote unquote the slow time.
Yep.
Because it is busy.
Super busy.
Which is amazing because I don't know. you have people complaining about the prices. You have people complaining about the reservation system. You have people complaining about
everything,
all the ride closures. And despite all that, people still want to go have fun in Disneyland.
Absolutely.
And me too. I want to go have fun in Disneyland.
Same.
I don't know. So there you go. All this talk about Lunar New Year, though, is kind of making me hungry.
Do you want to order?
I kind of want to order some pizza.
Let's order, because we probably shouldn't talk about all the food and wine stuff on a...
An empty stomach. Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Let's do that. Hi there. I was wondering if I could place an order for delivery. So, for the freedom of choice with the 14-inch pizzas and wings? Okay. So, for the one pizza, can we do pineapple, banana peppers, tandoori chicken, feta cheese, and extra cheese? And then for the other pizza, can we do pepperoni, salami, Italian sausage, ham, onions, green peppers, green olives, banana peppers, shrimp, and extra cheese? No shrimp.
Oh, that's fine.
That's totally fine. And then, the extra cheese. For the wings, can we do crispy hot wings? And then can we also get a 2-liter bottle of Coke? Oh, hi!
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Thank you. Is this your
right phone there? Oh, yeah, no, that's right.
That's awesome.
That's funny. Sounds great. Thanks. Okay, bye. That's a student.
All right, so we got some pizza coming. And now I'm hungry. Let's talk about the food.
Okay. So, I mean, to be fair.
To be fair, we started it all off
with Chip and Dale popcorn bucket and things. Mm-hmm, so you know, this is to be expected. So, I'm so excited. And I said I was not going to go over all of this in incredible detail because I'm going to Food and Wine. And I think we're going to do an episode trip planning.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to talk about, some more then. But let's talk about, the biggies. We kind of did this with the Lunar New Year, the noodle cart is dead to me. So, first of all, again, we have, the Sip and Savers coming back and all that fun stuff. So, let's talk the marketplaces. Most of these are returning anyway. So, the California Craft, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm so ready.
And again, this is March 1st.
I want some pizza.
To April 22nd.
But okay. We'll do with some...
And right off the bat, I see... something I want. Okay. So the first cart is the California Craft Brews. And they have a lot. I think all their items are new. Yes. Are new. I think all their items are new. Okay.
Are they beer?
And a lot of them are beer, but they also have, a tart and they have a beer slush. Ooh, mango beer slush too.
That sounds like a Krista item.
A Krista item. But the thing I want is the cheeseburger bao with Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, damn.
And pickles.
That's basically a Big Mac bao.
Yes, that is a Big Mac bao.
That is what that is. Yeah. Okay. Yes, sign me up for a Big Mac bao.
So.
And it also sounds fun to say. Big Mac bao.
Right? Okay, but that's not as fun to say as the next cart on the list, which is my favorite name.
Cluck-a-doodle-moo.
Cluck-a-doodle-moo.
I got it.
You did. So we do have returning the barbecue beef brisket slider with a smoked white cheddar and dill pickles. But the new item here is cheese pizza flavored wings with ranch dip. Now, the wings here are always a favorite. This is interesting. People rave about the wings. We didn't have it when we went before.
No.
Even though they were really, really popular, we just weren't in a wing mood and we were trying different stuff. But this sounds really good.
We were trying a lot of mac and cheese is what we were trying.
Okay, there's a tiki cocktail and a lemonade. But it looks like the brisket slider and the wings are your food items here.
Yum.
Speaking of mac and cheese, if you go to Delish, we have a returning favorite that carbonara garlic mac and cheese with the bacon on top that's been there for, like, I don't know how long and should stay there forever because it is amazing.
Yeah, it is really tasty.
It is. It's super tasty. Yeah.
I have nothing useful to comment on that.
There's
it's
also
just
an olive oil cake.
Well, that's kind of weird.
No, that's a very common thing among baking right now.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what
it's
to say.
It's like light and fluffy.
I don't know what to say about that, but okay, whatever.
And there's a huckleberry citrus cooler. That sounds really good. There's, but it's non-alcoholic, so that sounds less good. Okay, so this one was not a, the next one was not a booth when we were there, and that is Earth Eats. So this is a lot
I don't want to eat the earth. That's a lot of dirt. That's a lot of
possible items.
Oh, yeah. They also kind of taste like dirt, so that makes sense.
And I think this place must have been there last time because there's not, like, one of the items is not listed. It's a watermelon cucumber mojito, and it's not listed as being new. Oh, that must be the one that you saw before that you liked.
Mojito.
So there's Impossible Chicken Parm Bites, which look amazing, actually. Mm. And also Impossible Beef Stroganoff. I think the Chicken Parm Bites would be a good way to do that, actually.
Well, I mean, Chicken Parm is, like, mostly cheese and marinara sauce or whatever, right? So, I think you'd be okay with it not being real chicken, I guess.
Yeah, the Beef Stroganoff looks good. The same thing, like...
I don't
have a problem with vegetarian food at all.
You know what? Stroganoff is fine because it's a lot of mushrooms anyway, and...
And I love egg noodles, mushroom cream sauce with beef, and then covered in sour cream. That'd probably be fine.
I just don't like fake meat.
Yeah, I know. Okay, then we have Garlic Kiss. This is a returning favorite. And everything here, there's nothing... Like, it's not new items. These are returning favorites. There's,
Garlic is delicious, and it has delicious food at the Garlic Kiss.
Grilled top sirloin with roasted garlic, Gruyere smashed potatoes.
Yeah, like lots of delicious garlic things. So.
There's a guava lychee mule, though.
Oh.
That would be my choice from there.
I'm glad they didn't make a drink with garlic in it, because that would be kind of weird. But
Golden Dreams is a returning favorite. This is mostly alcohol and drinks.
That's across the street from the Golden Zephyr.
That makes sense.
So you could ride your Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not a Zeppelin. We discussed this.
You can ride your Zeppelin and have some Golden Dreams.
And I don't know whether I'd want the fig matcha latte more or the blueberry pancake cold brew more.
I don't know if I want either of those, but I'm
I do
slightly
intrigued. Mm-hmm. So LA style, this is all new items here. This one was one we had before. There's a carnitas style pork belly with esquites corn mac salad.
So like, and then there's a fish taco. This is like, it's like LA food, yeah. Fish tacos and pork bellies.
We also have nuts about cheese. There's a new barbecued pulled pork mac and cheese, and then there's the return.
Oh, mac and cheese festival. Yeah, okay.
There's a PB&J whiskey shake, and I'm sad it's whiskey because that sounds really good otherwise. And the Mickey shaped macaron, which is always one of the favorites, is back.
Okay, there's a shake with alcohol in it. That's.
You want me to read it?
I kind of...
Peanut butter whiskey, raspberry liqueur, vanilla ice cream, Joffrey's coffee, Mexico origin coffee, peanut butter and raspberry syrups, garnished with a raspberry. I might be intrigued enough to try this.
I think you would probably like it.
Oh, the whiskey makes me so nervous.
No, whiskey's so sweet, like, you would be fine.
There's Peppers Caliente. This has...
Spicy food.
Yeah, Mexican-inspired. Mm. There's, an empanada that looks really good. Uncorked California. Here's where my favorite stuff, all the mimosas. Ooh!
You did have a mimosa flight.
I want this one.
When we were there.
The springtime bouquet mimosa flight. Are you ready for this?
Okay. Hit me with your springtime mimosa flight.
A chrysanthemum mimosa, which has lemonade and rock melon and chrysanthemum syrups. A hibiscus rose mimosa with hibiscus tea and rose.
Hibiscus is delicious.
Yeah, and an apricot lavender one.
Woo. Yeah, no, I would like all of those
as well.
I would
very much, yeah. So, and then, of course, all the wines are here. You can also go to Award Wieners, Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta, the Cappuccino Cart, Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream.
Smoke Jumpers.
It's alphabetical. I'm in C right now.
Oh, sorry.
Machina Cucamonga Mexican Grill.
I'm
Hollywood Lounge has a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Lamplight. Oh, yay. We're going to go there. Ooh, they have
strawberry. I'm not. You are.
I am.
Okay.
Strawberry lychee shortcake donuts.
A little less on the wee, okay?
Well, me and my mom and my sister.
Yeah.
How about turf and a little bit of surf is what one of the things is called.
That is funny.
The strawberry lychee shortcake donuts sound really good. Mendocino Terrace. I'm not sure where that is, but it's wines anyway. Pim Tasting Lab actually has pint-sized pints mini flight is what they have.
Because they have the flight where you get it in the ruler, so I guess.
It's just a special one for that. Of course, Paradise Beer Garden has one. Paradise Garden Grill has some stuff. Smoke Jumpers has pastrami fries. Oh, I'm not even going to show you a picture. You're going to be sad.
I'm going to be super sad. Just from the name. OMFG. Like... Wow.
Sorry.
Okay.
Did you just leave? It's covered in pineapple and mushrooms, Brandon.
The fries?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it is. It's pastrami fries.
It's not.
I left. Okay.
It's definitely not. I was saying that because you don't like that.
I know. It's not true.
Sonoma Terrace has some stuff. Studio Catering Company has a chicken lollipop.
Okay, that's cool. Is there a picture of that?
There's not. Oh, no. I think this might be it here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that is, just because we're interested in this, beer brine chicken with poblano mashed potatoes. That has to be it, because I was like, why is it on green stuff? That's it.
Hmm.
With caramelized fennel.
Oh, I do like fennel. Yeah. I do like fennel, yeah.
So that's a studio Catering Co.
Huh.
So at Select Dine outdoor vending locations, there's a Pretzel Bites,
lots
brewing.
Lots of little snacks.
Do you want to hear the churros? There's four.
Many churros.
Many churros.
We're going to do a deep dive
into the churros
on all of this stuff.
And then the big thing is there's
when you're getting close to going.
Food and Wine Festival Stainless Steel Stemless Fluted Dragonfly Glass.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and a fluted jade glass as well.
Oh, so you're probably going to get both of those.
We'll see.
One of those,
probably.
They are very similar.
Yeah, they are super similar.
I guarantee you're going to get one of those.
Almost certainly. And then there's stuff at all of the eating locations and drinking locations at the hotels as well, including some mixology classes and stuff like that.
Are you going to go to the new... DVC Tower restaurant?
I don't know. We're going to kind of like... It'd be really cool. I think if we...
If you don't, I think we should go at some point.
I think we should go.
Yeah.
I think we should go for sure. My mom and sister and I, we have some food things planned out, but the other stuff we're just like leaving open, so that's like a possibility. With Food and Wine and stuff, you know, it's kind of...
Yeah. Food and Wine makes food actually more difficult because there's so much good stuff at Food and Wine that you can't, like...
And they've never actually been to one of the food festivals.
Oh. Because,
of course, we went during holiday time, but...
And Food and Wine.
Food and Wine. But they went before and after, like, after Food and Wine and before, like, they went during Halloween time.
The festival times are supreme in DCA.
Yeah, so it's hard... It's hard to know kind of what's going to hit right and what's not in that sense. So we'll see. It's a little bit more negative news. We have Disney being sued.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I mean, what else is
by Cara Dune?
Yeah. So this is super interesting because, we have like Comic-Con. There's a couple big Comic-Cons in the States, but there's one big company that does Comic-Cons in Canada, and they have one in Toronto and one in Vancouver and then one in Calgary that we actually go to. We're near Calgary, so we go to that one.
And we've posted lots of pictures and things like that.
Stuff like that. Yeah. The first one of the year is in Vancouver, and they were announcing guests, and they had some... Guests from Mandalorian, they had Giancarlo Esposito and stuff like that. And then they announced Gina Carlo.
Yes.
And the expletive hit the fan.
Yep, it's true.
And, like, Vancouver is It's your California of Canada, yeah. basically.
Yeah.
Very, very progressive, and things like that. So the general populace of Vancouver was not too impressed with her being invited and
it's true.
Given the red carpet treatment at this comic convention. We live in Alberta, where Calgary is.
We often say that Alberta is the Texas of Canada.
Yeah, it's the best way to describe it. Not the most popular decision here either.
But it would.
But it was less.
Yeah.
Of a red flag, if I guess.
They were
I don't
picking
know.
A place for her to go in Canada. Alberta is the place for her to go in Canada, more so than Vancouver or Toronto.
Well, there was slightly less backlash.
There was still
backlash. Yeah.
For sure.
But she is coming. She's coming to Calgary. I don't think she came to Toronto though, because Toronto's before Calgary.
Oh,
Toronto's in a couple weeks. So.
Interesting. Hmm. That is interesting.
Whereas Calgary's comic convention that we're going to is at the end of April. And we will talk more about that.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, it came
but
out.
Yeah, she is suing Disney for wrongful dismissal by funding of our owner of X / Twitter, Elon Musk.
Yep.
Because he wants more attention, I guess. I don't know. It's so stupid.
I guess.
I don't even want to talk about this. It's so dumb.
No, but it is something that happened that made the news in the last 2 weeks, so
she,
it's a thing.
It's going to get thrown out of court.
Of course it is.
Like.
Of course it is.
Well, it's ridiculous.
Hey, you know who has really
absolutely
good
ridiculous.
Lawyers? Disney.
Yeah.
I'm sure Elon Musk does, too. But, like, I'm sure his funds can pay for them, too.
Yes and no, but, like. There is no substance to this.
No, there,
lawsuit.
Of course not.
Like,
of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So it's, I don't know. It's really tough because, like, I definitely have my opinions on, is not too surprising about her being at the comic expo that we're going to. But at the same time, I'm also, like, morbidly curious.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We haven't decided if we're going to go listen to her panel or not. We'll see. But
if she has a panel, it's like a car wreck. I can't walk away.
Well, and then you're like, I'm very curious to see what questions will be asked by the audience. And I'm like, yeah, you know, there's that too, right? So I don't know. We'll see what's up. The lineup is being announced right now, but not the schedule or anything.
No,
like that,
yeah.
So.
We'll see. That's whatever.
That is later. But anyway, so she was in the news for this and okay, movie time. But let's start little. Well, littler. Less.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl had a bunch of ads.
Yeah. Before Super Bowl came out, and then they played it again during Super Bowl, Moana 2.
That's true, yeah. No, but it was a Super Bowl. It was for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It's coming out the same weekend as Wicked.
Apparently. One of them's going to move.
Barbenheimer.
I almost, no, Barbenheimer, no, it's not a Barbenheimer case.
Wawana? Micket.
One of them's going to move. It's a game of chicken right now. One of them's going to move. Anyway,
I think so.
We got like a little tiny teaser of Moana 2. Are you excited for this?
Kinda. I actually want to watch Moana again. I think I've only seen it once, but I liked it way more than you did, first of all. But, okay, so I'm excited, I have a hesitation in it.
I liked a lot of things about Moana.
Mm-hmm.
All the things were not Moana itself. It was...
Oh, see, I liked her.
I liked Maui.
Yeah, I liked Maui.
I liked the big evil crab.
Super awesome.
I liked the piggy that they abandoned in the first 10 minutes.
Love Pua. Love Pua.
I didn't really like the chicken that they kept for a long time, even though Hey Hey was voiced by Alan Tudyk, who is awesome.
I love him. I love Alan Tudyk. I don't have a problem with Hey Hey, except for the fact that they abandoned Pua in favor of Hey Hey. And it's like, if you're going to pick one, you pick the merchandising opportunity, which
so
is Pua.
I
actually really liked Moana, and I liked the message of Moana.
The message was good.
Moana, and sure. I really liked the style of it and everything. Do you want to know what my own... I was actually kind of excited when I heard this. I'm like, yes, awesome. Sounds great. Except everyone is returning except one person.
The important person.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is not doing the music for Moana 2. And Lin-Manuel Miranda, like, I am such a fan of his work. I think he's, I literally think he's a genius.
Well, I'm like, as
far, I don't even think it's a thing. He, not no, just saying, he's a literary and literally a genius.
Yeah, he's, as far as it comes to musical theater and like,
oh yeah,
writing of
mm-hmm.
screenplay and song together.
Yeah.
So
I don't think you can
argue with that.
No, I don't think so. So he's not returning, but all the other voices are. So
like the voices are returning. But like comparatively, you have Frozen, for example. Mm-hmm. Frozen 2 had the same writers and whatever they call it for your songbook.
Yeah.
They were the same people.
Mm-hmm. Your composers and your lyricists. And yeah.
So I don't know.
I'm worried about being a little disjointed.
I'm not super excited about this, but that's just
okay.
Me.
I liked Moana more than you did, so of course I'm going to be more excited for the second one. I'm not anti sequel. I'm anti purposeless sequel, and I guess I have to. I want to see
where does the story go.
Well, that's the thing. I want to see what they're doing with the story. Now they did leave it open. Her whole thing was like
she's like
going to
go explore.
So,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
It is more open to a sequel than a lot of Disney films, I would say. Yeah. So, I don't know.
And we have confirmed Toy Story 5 is coming, which is weird since they didn't do a Toy Story 4.
Yeah, how did they get to 5?
That's crazy, hey?
That's weird. That's really weird. So
we are convinced there are only 3 Toy Story movies.
There are only three. There's only
and
3.
And the shorts.
The shorts are really good. All the shorts are really good.
Even the Forky ones. That's weird how they introduced a new character through the shorts.
It's through the shorts. Yeah, only in the shorts.
Okay, to be fair, the Forky was not the worst thing about Toy Story 4.
Not even close. I have strong opinions about Toy Story 4, quote unquote.
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know. I'm actually more nervous about Toy Story 5 than I am about Moana 2.
I'm not nervous about Toy Story 5 because they've already ruined it with...
That's fair. Okay. That's
the
fair.
Last, the last unneeded sequel.
Okay, so anyway, we had and we had some other news just about stuff coming to Disney Plus and stuff like that, but the Super Bowl Disney Plus ad.
Well, I mean, Taylor Swift is coming to Disney Plus,
yes,
which is big effing news apparently. Yes. For people, I guess, I don't know.
I actually want to watch this.
I'm not going to say anything bad about Taylor Swift. Like, I will joke about it, but she's a talented musician.
Totally.
And she's very big, and I'm not going to talk anything bad about her fans, because they really like her, mm-hmm. and that's cool,
yeah.
and good for them.
I'm a big fan of people being big fans for things.
Exactly.
I had a student ask me if I would consider myself a Swiftie, and I said, definitely not.
No.
Do I like a lot of her music? Sure, but, like, a Swiftie's, like,
super passionate about stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
do I appreciate it? Am I going to watch it? Yes.
Am I going to watch it with you? Maybe.
Am I going to schedule my day around?
No,
that no, I'm just not.
But she has some good tunes. Like
yeah,
whatever.
Totally.
Anyway, so apparently that's big news, and that was the Disney Plus ad.
But
of
they
the
did
Super
it in
Bowl.
A nice way.
They,
I thought
they did. They kind of tied it into Disney-ness,
yeah.
which
so,
is cool. I don't know
what it was if you like, you should just look it up. Honestly, it's an ad. But it's a white screen and it has different slogans and famous lines from Disney movies and Pixar.
In like Times New Roman, which is which is like a super
it's archaic at this
archaic
point.
Font. Like it's not a default font anywhere
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah. So
it's been replaced twice. Like
yeah, it's true.
Ariel was the default font for a
and
while. And
then
Calibri.
Yeah, and I think that one's in the process of getting replaced.
I don't
yeah.
know.
But anyway, and then at the end, they had a little, like, the nod to Taylor Swift coming, so it's very, yeah.
I mean, it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. But they did it in a way that was also just advertising Disney, and I thought this was very cleverly done. And, I mean, like, I'm a sucker, right? So even though it was, like, even though it ended up being a Taylor Swift ad, I was still sitting there going, it is to infinity and beyond. With the music playing, and it was a whole thing.
Still better than Timu or...
Temu or whatever.
Anyway.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about some of the good ads, but there was a trailer.
There was a trailer.
Do you want to talk about that first?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
We've had a pullback of, well, both the Star Wars and MCU content. Mm-hmm. Actually, Disney Plus has suffered for it. There's a graph of subscriber count. Disney Plus is your second biggest streamer.
Yep.
After Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
But they've had a big downturn because there hasn't been a ton of new content recently.
So Star Wars and Marvel, Disney Plus, they did also announce that the Mandalorian Grogu movie is coming.
They did announce that. I think we talked
about
that.
But I don't think
before.
That's on Disney Plus.
No, that's going to be a theatrical thing. And so there's been a bit of pulling back from that. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been spending way too much money. You got, like, Secret Invasion costing more than most movies cost, and it was terrible.
Absolutely horrible.
I mean, whatever. And also, they lost some cricket licensing in India, which was a big push of subscribers.
Yeah.
Because India's massive, 1.2 billion population
the
country.
Market is
so
crazy.
So, like, that's something that we wouldn't even consider, but that's what I heard about. However, Disney Plus is still the second biggest streamer, so it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of new content coming this year. Like, there's not a lot to look forward to. We just watched The Marvels on it because we didn't see it in theaters, and nothing against The Marvels, but
it's not
moving the needle a lot.
No.
And
none of the other releases that came out in theaters
are anything. Wow.
You know what they're actually doing? In some places, they're having some of the movies that were Disney Plus releases, especially during COVID. Mm. They're now going to release in theaters, like Luca's coming to theaters. And
see, Luca,
like that.
Yeah, Luca was only a Disney Plus exclusive because of the time it was released.
Yeah.
Like it was theatrical worthy.
Totally,
it was good. You know, like, it wasn't amazing, but
it was
good. But, like, they've pulled back on the content.
Mm-hmm.
The savior that is coming, it, literally, if you watch the trailer.
Yeah.
Deadpool 3,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Also known as Deadpool and Wolverine.
Nope. Oh, my goodness.
We got a full trailer in the Super Bowl. What did you think?
I think I, like, squealed.
Well, so we got the TV spot during the Super Bowl, because of course Super Bowl seconds cost more than any of us will make in our entire lifetimes.
So I think I know I like squealed or screamed or something during the TV spot, and then we went and we watched the full thing later, and we watched it more than once, and then we watched breakdowns of it. So I'm.
First question.
Yeah.
Are they gonna do Deadpool justice? I think they are. It's fully rated R.
There's an F-bomb in the trailer. Okay?
There's an F-bomb in the like the first F-bomb. Sadly, was not Samuel L. Jackson saying "mother."
I know. He tried really hard.
He tried really hard. He got dusted. Sorry, no. Deadpool beat you to the first F-bomb in the MCU.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, okay, Peter
Quill did.
That's true. That was terrible. Anyway, I forgot about that, but, Deadpool gets to say the F word in a trailer,
and there's blood and gore
everywhere.
Jokes, sexual, physical jokes in, like, the first half a second, like.
did you know that they actually, redubbed that for some certain international trailers?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He says, I'm not scared of the R rating.
Oh.
I'm not, like, the R rating's not new to me, but it is to Disney.
That's not what he says.
Yeah, that's not what he says. He doesn't say the R rating.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But, oh yeah, no, you've got him breaking the fourth wall, and he, like, immediately, if it's the second scene, is he says something's not new for me apparently in some countries. He says
the R rating,
not new for me, and looks at the camera, but it is for Disney.
Anyway, I for a single movie to come out in the MCU in a year,
yeah,
this is the one.
Well, that's what I said too. If
like,
They're putting all their eggs in this basket. This is the perfect basket to put in.
It's a beautiful, like, bespoke basket.
It is like, it's hand woven by, like, people who've done nothing but study basket weaving, because, like, this is amazing. The trailer by itself is crazy. It hits all the notes. It's, like, exactly... I don't know. If they screw this up, though, it is so bad. I don't think they're going to.
There's a lot of hopes pinned on this. Kevin Feige is losing sleep over this.
Doesn't surprise me.
But Ryan Reynolds is a marketing genius. Yeah. And you can tell already.
Oh, totally.
They are. The marketing machine is, like, full gear. Crazy. And
it was doing it before, and then during the Super Bowl, it was really funny because he's married to Blake Lively, who was at the Super Bowl with Taylor Swift.
Yes.
And then he kept posting on social media, he's like, everyone see the Deadpool trailer? Also, has anyone seen my wife?
Yeah. No, it's...
he's brilliant.
It's kind of unreal how it's going to work out that way. And, yeah, I mean...
And how did Hugh Jackman come back for this? How many dump trucks of money?
Yes, and also he is actually friends with Ryan Reynolds despite their public fake feud. Mm-hmm. Obviously. It's like tongue in cheek, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds told him, we're going to make a cool movie.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome. And
you're going to love it. And like, I know Hugh Jackman loved playing Wolverine.
He did, yeah.
And was just like, literally like, I'm way too old for this.
He's old.
He is. And he was old the last time.
He's in his late 50s. And Logan, the movie, last time he played Wolverine, was literally like, I'm too old to do this.
Yeah. And that was years ago now. And so he's doing it again. Like, I get he loves the character, and so my feeling is he would not have signed up to do this if it was not going to be good.
They pitched him well.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds would not be doing this if it was not going to be good.
So, yeah, it seems silly to pin the hopes of an entire, like, 20-year-old franchise, well, not quite 20, but getting there, franchise called the MCU that has made billions and billions of dollars on one movie, but you kind of have to at this point.
People are super fickle, like they just are, and it's a like more money invested in this franchise than any of us can ever fathom. And then you have issues with Jonathan Majors, and you have all those other issues that are all happening at the same time. You need something that is like going to be the savior of the MCU, and it might seem silly. What I said was people are going to come out to the theater to see this movie even if it sucks, but if it's good, it's actually going to save the MCU.
Well, okay, let's put it this way. They spent $74 billion on Fox.
Mm-hmm.
What did they buy?
Simpsons.
Yes, they bought The Simpsons. Yeah, and they bought Family Guy.
Yep.
They bought X-Men.
They did.
And
yeah, they did.
They bought four other people that we're going to talk about later. but the X-Men is a big deal.
That sounds like a fantastic Sugiwi later.
I think it is going to be a fantastic Sugiwi.
See what it is.
But the X-Men is a big effing deal, especially for us millennials. Like,
yeah,
if you grew up in the 90s, you were like, Avengers who?
Yeah, no, it's true.
The X-Men were the foremost comic book team, and that's why Fox licensed them in the first place, because they were a big deal. And this is bringing that into the MCU. Yeah. So you can't screw that up. No. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I honestly don't think they're going to.
I hope not.
I mean, like, we're MCU fans, period. Like, we just are. But
there's like three things in the MCU that I don't like, and one of them is Secret Invasion.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, what are the other two?
Thor 2.
Okay.
And I'm pretty down on actually the first Captain America movie, but there you go.
Oh, yeah, because you were really looking forward to it. And it just I wasn't as down on it as you were, but yeah.
It's not bad, but it's just...
It was
just like, how do you screw up a superhero punching Hitler in the face kind of thing? Like,
That's fine. I mean, that's fair. Like, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, fair. And there's some stuff we like better than others. But the thing
is, of course,
Thor 2 came after Thor 1, which was amazing.
And
then it worked up. Like, there have been lows, quite frankly, that I think are lower than the movies we're watching now. But there's been a series of lows is the problem.
There has. And everyone forgets Shang-Chi. Yeah,
it is true. And there's been a lot of, like, political stuff wrapped up in it as well.
Well, yes.
And so, yeah, they need a direction.
I don't even want to talk about that.
No, but I'm just saying the MCU needs a direction. And I think Deadpool and Wolverine is going to be an amazing
Easy sell.
It is.
Everybody loves Wolverine.
And everybody loves Deadpool.
Everybody loves Deadpool. It's true. And everybody loves an R rating.
It's true. Yeah. And everyone loves something that's like R rating shocking, but also like something totally different. But also expected. You expect Wolverine and Deadpool to be totally different.
And we are so chronically online that Deadpool is the perfect character for the 2020s.
The trailer was great. It was perfectly cut together. There was like great action. There was good comedy. There was very Deadpool-y Deadpoolness. There was like some Easter eggs that just made people lose their minds, and then probably more on top of that. And just I think it is exactly what comic book nerds want, and it's exactly what the general MCU people want, and it's just like action movie fun. So as long as it lives up to that, I think we're good. Did you like the trailer?
I loved the trailer. Yeah. Like, so good.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know. I'm very nervous, though, because,
you are
like,
way more nervous than I am.
Because, literally, the MCU is pinned on this at this point.
Yeah, which is so dumb, but...
Which is dumb to say, but it is also true. Like, if this is terrible, there will be more MCU movies after that. There's too much inertia.
Mm-hmm.
But it may kill it.
Yeah.
If it is bad.
Yeah. It'll be like the thing that you look back on in 10, 20 years and be like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to do any fantastic segueing now or?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, happy Valentine's Day. We kind of missed that.
We did. Happy Valentine's Day.
Marvel.
Every day is Valentine's Day with us.
It is true. It is true. Yeah.
Aww.
Lovey-dovey and all that
Mush
sort of
sentiment,
or
here.
All that sort of nonsense. But Marvel Studios had a happy Valentine's Day.
Put out a nice little Valentine.
Yeah, they did, and it was like going back to school. They like it was like a Valentine card.
It was kind of vintagey.
Oh, it was very cool. They announced the Fantastic Forecast.
They did,
and in a Valentine's Day card.
They did. Yeah.
So they are very confident in the MCU not dying, because that is kind of a ballsy move, actually.
July 2025? No. July 2024, I know, is Deadpool. Is it the full year after that?
It is 2025.
Or did they just say...
They had a date.
July 25th,
2025. Yeah. Okay. July 25th, 2025. Yeah, like... 07/25/25.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go through this cast announcement.
Okay.
Do you want to start with what? What do you want to start with?
Well, so like a lot of this was like widely believed with recent rumors.
Yes, there's none of these were a surprise because they had leaked. Not even leaked, just like strong rumors. Like they were in talks of this. And so I was not surprised by any of these announcements, but it's nice to have it confirmed.
Totally. And I love how they confirmed it as well.
Yeah. No,
I was great.
It was really good.
They were like, happy Valentine's to me while I'm working.
I saw this within like 15 minutes of it being posted.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw when you sent it to me after that.
Yeah.
So.
It was super fresh. The internet was kind of freaking out.
Yeah, totally
a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So okay.
I should preface this. I've talked about this before. Yeah. The Fantastic Four is very, very important to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was the comic book that I read when I was growing up and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So we've had a few Fantastic Four movies that were like not great. They were okay. There was a couple of, like, the first Fox Fantastic Four movie was okay. I don't know. It was fine. The second one was not great. And the recent one, the Fantastic or whatever they tried to
name it, I don't know.
Was horrible. So I really want there to be a good MCU Fantastic Four.
Yep.
And yeah, so I'm.
You're hopeful.
I'm. If I was nervous for Deadpool, I'm like 10 times as nervous for this. Like, I don't know.
Okay, so let's start with my. What I should have been my favorite, except it's now my second favorite cast member.
Okay.
Joseph Quinn.
Yes. So Joseph Quinn played Eddie on Stranger Things.
Who I adore.
And everybody loves Eddie.
And that's because Eddie's amazing.
Eddie's amazing. He's going to be the Human Torch.
Yes. Flame on.
Johnny Storm.
Yeah.
I like this casting.
I do too. I mean, I don't know him from anything else, but I mean, he'll do Chris Evans proud.
Chris Evans is the second most well-known Human Torch.
Yes. That is actually how he got, well, widely believed how he got the role of Captain America was him as Human Torch.
He's far better Captain America than he was.
So much so.
A Human Torch, but... To be fair, when he was the Human Torch, he was coming off of being, like, kind of the jerky jock guy in teen movies. So it worked. He's fine. He's got a different typecasting now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Joseph Quinn, I think he can pull this off.
I think so, too.
I like the Human Torch casting.
I like
him. I'm gonna go with the second one.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this guy's name because he's... a consummate character actor, which really works well for this role.
Yeah.
His name is Eben Moss-Bacharach.
Yeah.
We most recently saw him in Andor, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't know until they were bringing it up again. I was like,
He was the guy that kind of like betrayed Andor.
Yeah.
In their little heist mission, but. He's been in a bunch of stuff as consummate character actor.
It's that guy.
You're going to be covered up in CGI for like 97% of this role, like depending on how they do this, because that's up for debate as well.
Yeah, that's true.
And
he's really widely, we haven't seen this, but he is widely known for being in The Bear.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is on Disney Plus as well.
It is.
He won a bunch of Emmys and Golden Globes and stuff as a comedy drama.
Yeah.
It's like a super dark comedy. Anyway, it's like a Angry Chef is that the idea of that show. But yeah, he's on that and I don't know. I like this casting too. You want someone that's a character actor and this guy is, and I think he can pull it off. Yeah. I don't know.
That's awesome. So we're 2 for 2 so far?
So then you got the married couple, which is a little tougher.
Vanessa Kirby plays
Sue Storm,
and
she looks the part. Sue Storm's supposed to be this like pretty little blonde lady, and
so this is interesting. It was originally a stage actor.
Oh,
but she's most interesting. She's most well known for being in, Princess Margaret in The Crown. And she also was in the Mission Impossible film series.
Yes. I think we might have seen one of the Mission Impossibles that she was in. I don't know.
Yeah.
We were kind of behind on the Mission Impossibles.
Yeah, not a priority. Whatever. But like, whatever.
Anyway.
We'll watch them. They're fun. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I like that series. I like that series. But Disney seems to like to pull from The Crown a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's a prestige drama, and that's cool.
Yeah. Sure, that is interesting.
Speaking of prestige dramas, there's apparently two male actors in the world right now. One of them is Chris Pratt, and he's already Star-Lord. So who else are you going to cast for Mr. Fantastic?
What did you think about them casting Pedro Pascal child is he bringing where is my confusion here?
That is true. He needs to bring a child somewhere. It's usually.
It's just how it goes.
Although in Game of Thrones, he didn't bring a child anywhere.
No, that's true. That's very true.
that was our first introduction to Pedro Pascal. And boy, what an introduction.
Okay, so this is... So I said that Joseph Quinn would have been my favorite person in this cast. Obviously, Pedro Pascal is.
So, when I first heard of this, I was like, I don't get me wrong, I love Pedro Pascal. I like him as the Mandalorian, although he's just doing the voice most of the time. I liked him in The Last of Us. That was like chef's kiss casting. Mm-hmm. And when we first met him in Game of Thrones, that was also chef's kiss casting because like you hadn't read the books, but I had and he embodied Prince Oberyn like perfectly.
You're like, that's him.
I was like, when he came on screen, I'm like, oh, you're gonna like him, and then
I think you did say that actually.
Oh yeah, like instantly,
and not just the looks thing, by the way. No, just
everything.
Yeah.
But he's kind of grown into the ultimate zaddy.
Yeah. Yes.
And Reed Richards is supposed to be a zaddy.
Yeah.
So
that's what we said when we heard this. Yeah.
It kind of makes sense.
You weren't too sure about this.
I hope he can kind of change his accent because he does have a distinctive accent.
So the other thing, like a lot of people really wanted John Krasinski, but I think that fizzled.
Yes. Well, they wanted John Krasinski and Emily Blunt together.
Which, I mean, obviously they have great chemistry. They're a great couple in real life, so that makes sense.
So, I don't know. We got the, like, cameo John Krasinski in Multiverse of Madness.
It's like, here you go, fans. You're fine.
And, I don't know. It's fine. He's busy doing off his, like, Quiet Place stuff and, like, being a director and stuff now. So, I don't know. I'm going to be cautiously optimistic. I don't know how Pedro Pascal is going to do, but he is really cool.
He's really cool. He's, like I said, the zaddy thing, absolutely.
He is a zaddy.
He looks like, I was looking at the comics, and I'm like, yeah, okay, like, he, like, literally just looks like this guy. Got the zaddy thing. I think a concern might be, is he being cast just because he's a popular actor right now? In this type of movie, and it's like he does all movies like this. We'll just make him do this one too. You know what I mean? Like, is that
like there is some concern that they were trying to find a place. He's in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of genre stuff going on. Find a place for him in the MCU. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Now. We just have the Fantastic Four announced.
Yep.
We don't have any idea who the villain is.
No.
Of course, every single Fantastic Four movie we've ever seen, Doctor Doom is a big part of it. Going back to Deadpool trailer, there was a little tiny Easter egg off in the left-hand corner of an issue of the Secret Wars comic series, which is what the MCU is leading up to right now, and featured prominently on that comic book cover is Doctor Doom, who orchestrates the Secret Wars.
Right.
They were leaning into Kang being the Doctor Doom stand-in.
Yeah.
We know that's kind of a problem right now.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of speculation that they might try and sub in Doom and use the Fantastic Four movie to be that right now.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get a Doctor Doom announcement right now.
We did not.
So I think that's important. I don't think Doctor Doom is going to be a major part of this film.
Interesting.
That's what I think.
That's your hypothesis.
I would be happy if he wasn't. If it was just like a sidebar.
Okay.
The Doctor Doom has been done badly in the past. Yet for the future health of the MCU, you need to do Doctor Doom right.
Fair enough.
You need to. You're showing me the IMDb cast list, which if you don't know anything about IMDb, like, it's anybody can add to it.
Yeah.
And, like...
It's based on, there's, like, it's rumor, and then when it gets confirmed,
yeah,
okay.
it's basically like Wikipedia for movies.
That's right.
Whatever.
But I have heard this rumor.
There is a rumor that Kylo Ren...
Oh,
pizza's here.
Okay.
Pizza time. Set that on my lap. Pizza's here. Yay. Woo. So I lost my train of thought.
Adam Driver.
Yes. So Kylo Ren, Adam Driver, maybe Dr. Doom.
Maybe. Or someone.
I mean, the hood is going to cover up his ears, so that's a good thing. I don't know.
I like Adam Driver.
Oh, he's an excellent actor. I don't know if he wants to be in, like, a genre film again.
Yeah.
He's just, like, a serious actor. So
he is a serious actor.
That's why I don't really buy that rumor too much. But I would like to see Dr. Doom done right. I would like to see him done in Fantastic Four 2 after a very good Fantastic Four 1.
Deal. Mm-hmm. I like that. What was bigger for you, Fantastic Four casting announcement or Deadpool trailer?
I mean, Deadpool trailer is probably bigger because it's more immediate. Fantastic Four, the way it was done, I think is maybe more important.
Okay.
And the other thing that we haven't talked about is there's a lot of signs pointing to, and, like, it's basically wink, 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 nudge, nudge, confirmed that it's going to be a, like, 60s-based...
Super cool.
...period piece, which they've done before with Captain Marvel in the 90s.
Right.
And I'm curious to see how they do this. Because when you introduce other superheroes that were around before all of these movies that have already taken place, and you're trying to have this cohesive universe,
you're like, well, where were you
when Thanos did this? Like, so either they're in a different universe,
which is possible
given our Marvel's credit scene and Loki and all these other things, or something happened to them and they weren't actually around anymore.
I'm very curious, and I can't wait to find out more.
They were quote unquote frozen in ice, like Captain America kind of
Could
thing.
Be.
Like who knows?
So do you think we're gonna get, after Deadpool, we're gonna get a credit scene with Fantastic Four?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a solid maybe for me. It's a solid maybe. I just don't know the direction that Deadpool's going.
Fair enough. I have to say, I was shocked with the final credit scene for the Marvels.
The Marvels went hard with their credit scenes.
That's like one of the most important credit scenes.
In a long time.
I'm talking the second one, obviously.
Yeah.
No,
the first one's funny.
The first one's like funny.
And kind of telegraphed with they've been doing. But yeah, no. The second one, if I had seen that in theaters, I would have just lost.
Totally. I had no idea. You said you had heard stuff.
It had been spoiled for me a little bit.
And I had no idea. I was just like, what?
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah, so... So who knows is my point.
I still think that Deadpool is more focused on the X-Men than the Fantastic Four.
Fair.
I'm hoping that they have confidence in the Fantastic Four to carry their own weight.
Okay, I like that too.
It's just like Deadpool's more tied to the X-Men and stuff.
He's doing enough maneuvering, tying into stuff from existing MCU properties.
Marvel Jesus can only do so much.
Exactly. That's amazing.
Anyway,
I cannot wait.
This pizza smells delicious.
Yeah.
I want to go.
And this is a pretty long episode. So we've covered our big news items, I think.
Go Taylor Swift.
That was one of them. So that's our show this week. Thank you, Emil, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. Like we said before, we were happy to hang out with him last weekend.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. You can find a link to his work at our website, which is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and a link to email us directly.
You can find Disney A episodes on all the podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. Just whatever it is that you're listening to, there's a way to rate or review, and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yay. So, next episode, I don't know what we're talking about. Because we're maneuvering all our episodes around now.
We're going to talk about something. And it's going to be awesome. So totally. You should listen.
Totally. Now, we've got, like, stuff lined up. We've got, like, a deep dive. We've got that blind date with Disney. We've got stuff lined up. It's just, I don't know which one's next.
We have a deep dive lined up? Okay. Yep. I'm excited.
We love our deep dives.
Is it going to be on teacups? Because that sounds awesome.
It can be.
I don't know. I just picked a random ride. Yeah,
we haven't talked about the queues for DCA yet. Oh, man. We've got, like, lots of stuff to talk about.
Ooh.
And then we've got some trips to plan. Man.
We do have some trips to plan.
Coming up. So we've got some cool episodes coming up. I'm just not sure which one is which. So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, whatever that may be, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Let's go eat pizza.
Pizza time!
Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Lovey-dovey and all that
Bush
sort of
sentiment.
Or all that sort of nonsense.